So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, summer. Summer, summer, summer. A lot of you guys are going on vacation. And summer reading, man, if you find a good book that can last you a couple of weeks, there's nothing better than that. Like, as soon as you put it down, you could be doing other things around the house or doing errands, but your mind's always on picking up that book again. Mm-hmm. It is so hard to find books like that for me. I don't know if you guys are the same way.
It'll keep your interest the whole time?
Keep your interest, yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite of that. Once I start, I've got to finish a book.
So you commit. If you go page one, you're going page 350.
Well, it's more like if I'm like in chapter two, then I'm going through the whole thing, for sure. Yeah.
All right.
But you're right. I think it starts like when you're in like a middle school and high school and you get those summer reading lists that you have to take home from school and you got to read all these books by the time you head back to school in the summer. So it kind of trains you that summertime is when you need a good book. And we were talking about it the other day and all of us were like, yeah, we've always got, you know, some sort of book going, but definitely, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, definitely. So what we decided to do here is pick each other's summer reading lists pretty much. Because sometimes you're so close to it that you feel like you've just read everything that's going to be good. But the best way to find out a book that might fit your personality might be through the eyes of somebody else. So what we've done here is we have all of our names right here. I'm going to pull one out, and that person is going to be responsible for picking the books for everybody else on the show to read this summer, okay?
While wearing the morph suit or just...
No, we're going to keep the morph suit. I know you're always looking for a reason to get back into that thing.
Bobby Cox is jacking with us.
He's jacking with me.
Oh, yeah.
You're the only one.
Let's not say us.
We had a side bet that every time Bobby Cox, the manager of the Atlanta Braves, got kicked out of a game, that one of us was going to go on the streets in a morph suit. And it's only happened one time. Bobby gets kicked out in any other season. Bobby kicked out about every three games. And this year it's just been once, and Melissa's had to wear the
suit. Of course, because if you're new to the Bird Show, I lose every bet. It's just, I mean, it's not rigged. It just naturally happens.
What if it only happens twice? Once before the break and once after the break, and both times Melissa's name's
drawn. I ain't getting my name. You can take my name right out of that.
I think she said she's not wearing it again. We've been working with each other for a long time.
She looks so good in it.
Right. Jeff, your name has been selected as the first to choose books for the rest of us for the summer. And maybe you guys listening will hear something and go, okay, man, I'll give that book a try.
Can I do it in the morph suit?
That's what you want to do. Sure.
Will you help me put it on again, Melissa?
Yes, I will.
It took more than one person, so I'll help too. How come he can tell short jokes and I can't tell a heavy person joke?
When's the last time he told a short joke?
All the time.
I giggled.
A concert. Go on.
You're sensitive. I'm just kidding.
Anywho.
Hi, Jeff.
Melissa.
Yes.
Because you're kind, I'll do you first.
Okay.
Because Melissa was the second on the show on board with Twitter. She believed me years ago when I told her it'd be neat. I figured I'd give her a Twitter-based book.
Okay.
Beep, my dad says, based on the tweets of the same name.
That's, I love that the tweet account.
That's actually a book, and it's going to be a TV show with William Shatner,
playing
the dad, so it's all about Melissa.
For those that don't know what those tweets are and what the premise is, tell them.
It's a guy who tweets, bleep, his dad says, and they're very funny.
And his dad is just like this old school, cantankerous, just salty dude.
He's awesome.
I had pulled some up yesterday because I was going to bring some to read, but he really cusses in pretty much every one of them. Like it's a challenge to find one that's usable. But it's like the old, it's like the angry old uncle isms, and
they're so funny.
And when I think of angry old uncles, I think of Melissa. So I thought that would be perfect
awesome
book for her.
Can I go sidebar for just one second?
Yes? Yeah.
I just used a word, and I don't know what the meaning is.
Okay.
I've seen the word cantankerous before, and I think I used it properly.
You'd use it perfectly, actually.
But what is it?
It means sexually aroused.
No. I think it's sort of like caustic and kind of grouchy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you used it really well.
That's what I figured, but yeah. I wasn't 100%.
I was actually impressed when you said it. I was like,
And in a different context, it can mean turned on.
You've got some weird morph suit turned on thing going. It's been a bit, hadn't it?
The morph suit makes me cantankerous. And then for...
Or you could say, Jeff needs to go... and have a massage with a happy ending so he stops being cantankerous.
Without the morph suit on.
Right.
You are gross.
Well, it's impossible for him to do that without the morph suit.
It's a summer reading list. Okay.
Anyways, summer reading list.
Moving on to Wendy and away from the pervs in the room. For a couple of reasons, I would like to give Wendy a dictionary.
So you could have looked up the word cantankerous for me.
I know. But you didn't know what it meant.
Rude.
Now, it's not rude because she's...
I'm really reading the dictionary.
She's addicted to words with friends, right? So that could help her play words with friends, right?
What is that, words with friends?
It's pretty much Scrabble, but without saying Scrabble for the iPhone, and I play it every day.
It's an application, right?
We busted him in last week's meeting, Bert. You weren't there, but at the beginning of the meeting...
We weren't really meeting at the moment we were doing this.
Right.
Y'all were discussing.
You guys have been playing that game in the middle of our brainstorming meetings before.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely have.
And so...
I get no denial.
So, anyways...
We weren't really meeting at the time y'all busted, but anyway, go ahead.
A couple of us were. So, we called them out on the air. We did a Words with Friendservention. For both Wendy and Melissa,
because they're
obsessed.
Well, the thing is, I've been playing this for a long time, and I've been trying to... we're off the topic, but I've been trying to talk Wendy into playing it, and she finally is now playing it.
So that's reason one that she could use a dictionary, and then reason two is you just need to know some more words.
So I'm really reading a dictionary.
Yeah. You have to read the whole dictionary.
The whole dictionary, front to back.
Oh, this is going to be a fun summer.
Every day we can pick a letter.
Woo! By the pool looking hot. I'm in the D category, everybody.
Oh, honey, you won't get past Aardvark. I promise.
I'd be bored.
No, not for her. I mean, who could read a dictionary? Anybody. Nobody could get past the A's in a dictionary.
You're also rude to
Wendy. I'm going to switch mine for you and pick the Bible because you need some more love.
All right.
Jen's is going to be self-explanatory. Obviously, she got engaged, so baby-wise. Because that's real. I mean, come on. Who are we kidding? She's not getting married. She's getting knocked up. I mean, the whole Superman Grant thing, he's just a speed bump on the road to fertility.
Yeah, the over-under on you getting pregnant is probably about 3 weeks after you getting married.
Well, okay. And y'all are fast-forwarding way more than I am.
And by weeks, do you mean hours?
It could be. So are you serious about the baby-wise thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that like a book on how to make your baby sleep?
Yeah, it's a book on how to raise your kid and everything.
Yeah, the only thing you're missing is a baby. Outside of that, it's a great selection.
You need a baby.
By the end of the summer. And then, Bert, for you, because this is just how you roll, Heart of the Matter by Emily Giffen. I know that you like that chick lit, you know, those books that, you know, for women, by women. Yeah, chick literature.
Jonathan Sparks or whatever. Nicholas Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
no, more like Candace Bushnell stuff. The woman who wrote Sex in the City.
Oh, I've read all of hers.
Yeah.
So I figured that you'd really be able to wrap your mind around a good, out on the beach. Now, what I was going to do is
news is now I have an iPad, so nobody has to know that I'm actually reading that.
Well, I was going
to say, you don't ever have to see the cover anymore.
That's a great point.
That's what I was going to suggest. I said, I'll buy you the book, but then I'll also get you a Sports Illustrated that you can just glue to the cover so when you're out on the beach... Nobody can see
to wrap it around.
Yeah.
I did that with Maxim magazines and Twilight. I didn't want anybody to see that I was reading Twilight, so I wrapped it in like the 100 hotties from Maxim.
Right.
All right. All of these, if there was anything in there you think that might be interesting for you as far as a book to read this summer, these are all going
like
up.
Like the dictionary.
Wendy, I'm trying to help. It came from a place of love.
I'll learn a lot of words.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash.
That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.